You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
We're getting the feeling from the floor to the ceiling, making the walls shake like an earthquake. I'm Matt the Cat, your furry leader, back on the scene with my 78 RPM record machine. We're waxing it down to keep it clean. And I'm paying some dues with some sweet vintage rhythm and blues. It's the Juke in the Back and a solid hour of 1950s R&B. This week, we continue our multi-part series on one of the greatest and most influential record labels of all time, Chess Records out of Chicago. You're gonna get your fix because it's part six. We're keeping the Big Beat Jive alive to feature 1955. For the next hour, I'm gonna play all the significant records from the year 1955, released on the parent label Chess Records, as well as the subsidiary label Checker Records. Oh, we got Muddy Waters, Little Walter, and Howlin' Wolf, baby. But it's 1955, and there's a new movement afoot. R&B is crossing over and becoming rock and roll. And we have two of rock and roll's biggest stars making their debut in 1955. Ellis Otha Bates, soon to be known as Ellis McDaniel, before becoming Bo Diddley. And Charles Edward Anderson Berry. Oh, but you can call him Chuck. Rock and roll is here, and it came to the world through Chess Records. Chess is also getting into the vocal groups in 1955. We introduced the Moonglows at the end of the last program. They continue to score hits in 55. And Chess signs the Flamingos, who were recording over at Chance Records in Chicago, without any hits. That will change now that they're on Checker. But let me throw you a curveball here, cats and kittens, and begin this week's program with a New Orleans act. You see, Leonard Chess was becoming really fascinated by New Orleans music. In last week's program, we heard Sugar Boy and the Cane Cutters with Giacomo, which would be later called Ico Ico, a New Orleans classic. In 1954, he begins working with New Orleans icon Paul Gayton. Gayton had already scored a bunch of hits with Annie Laurie back on the Regal label in the late 40s. Now he's talent scouting for the Chess Brothers. Now, just like LA-based Imperial Records had done by hiring Dave Bartholomew as their talent scout in New Orleans, Chess hires Paul Gayton to pick up some talent for him, and he sure does with the Hawkettes. Mardi Gras Mambo was recorded in New Orleans in January of 55 and released as Chess number 1591 in March. Gayton's role at Chess Records would increase, and by 1956, he was hired on as a full-time producer and talent scout and would bring the label Clarence Frogman Henry, among others. But here he is, back in the Hawkettes, kicking off this week's Juke in the Back, Part 6, 1955, with Mardi Gras Mambo.
Down in New Orleans where the blues were born, it takes a cool cat to blow a horn. On LaSalle and Rampart Street, the combos play with a mambo beat. The Mardi Gras Mambo, Mambo, Mambo. Mardi Gras Mambo, Mambo, Mambo. Mardi Gras Mambo, down in New Orleans. In Greytown where the cats all meet, it's the Mardi Gras Mambo with the beat. Shout and cheer for the Zulu King, and truck on down with the mambo swing. The Mardi Gras Mambo, Mambo, Mambo. Mardi Gras Mambo, Mambo, Mambo. Mardi Gras Mambo, down in New Orleans. It takes a cool cat to blow a horn on a silent rampart street. The combo's play with a mambo beat. The Mardi Gras mambo, mambo, mambo. Mardi Gras mambo, mambo, mambo. Mardi Gras mambo.
Stand no cheating, my babe. Oh yeah, she don't stand no cheating, my babe. Oh yeah, she don't stand no cheating. She don't stand none of that midnight creeping, my babe. True little baby, my babe. My babe, I know she'd love me, my babe. Oh yes, I know she love me, my baby. Oh yes, I know she love me. She don't do nothing but kiss and hug me, my baby. True little baby, my baby.
Career, my babe. That's Little Walter and his Jukes. Checker number 811, recorded January 25th of 55. It was released in February. It hit the charts in March. And on April 23rd, it landed at the top of the rhythm and blues lists for 5 weeks. The tune was written by Willie Dixon, who played bass on that session. But there was only one guitarist, Robert Jr. Lockwood. That's because Luther Tucker failed to show up for the session, so Robert Jr. Lockwood had to record the rhythm guitar and then go back and overdub the lead. Walter's blowing the blues harp, and Fred Bellows on the tubs and pies. Now you'd think with that being Little Walter's biggest hit, his career was going to take off even more after that. But that wasn't the case. He only charted one other record during 55, and that's Roller Coaster. And then after this year, Walter would only have 3 more charting records. Up next on the Juke in the Back, we have the Flamingos. By this point in 1955, they had already recorded for the Chance label and DJ Al Benson's Parrot Records. The current lineup of the Flamingos is Nate Nelson on lead, Johnny Carter on tenor, Zeke Carey singing second tenor, his cousin Jake Carey singing bass, and Paul Wilson singing baritone. The group was happy to get to Chess after failing to score hits for both Parrot and Chance Records. Their first release for the label, Checker 815, was recorded in March. They released it in April and it failed to chart, but their next single, I'll Be Home, would be their first charting record, and what a hit it was. But let's hear how the Flamingos began on Checker Records. Here they are with When.
The way we
Marvelous Moon Glows with Most of All. Recorded in January of 55, it was issued in February, and in April, it topped out at number 5 on the national charts. Another beautiful record led by Bobby Lester. You can hear Harvey Fuqua's falsetto in the background. Remember, they started the year off with a number 1 record, Sincerely. Now they have a top 5 record. Not bad at all. But now it's spring of 55, and Chess Records is ready to release a brand new sound on the unsuspecting public. The man responsible is Ellis McDaniel. He was born in Macomb, Mississippi in 1928, but moved to Chicago in 1948. He was playing around in street bands, and that's where he developed that hambone rhythm. Bump-a-bump-a-bump-a-bump-a-bump-a-bump-a-bump-a-bump-a-bump-a-bump. After being rejected by several labels around Chicago, including VJ, Ellis arrived on Leonard Chess's doorstep. Chess heard something different in this cat and asked him to go write new lyrics, cleaner ones that could be played on the radio, to the tune Uncle John, which he had been shopping around. The result of that rewrite was a tune that they just called Bo Diddley. The session took place on March 2nd, with Bo on guitar, Jerome Green on maracas, and Clifton James on the tubs. They rushed it out at the end of March as Checker number 814. It charted in May, and on June 22nd, it hit number 1 across the nation for 2 weeks. On November 20th, he appeared on The Ed Sullivan Show as part of the Dr. Jive segment, showcasing new rhythm and blues talent that he was spinning on his radio show up in Harlem. Here it is, baby, one of the songs that launched rock and roll. Bo Diddley by Bo Diddley on the Juke in the Back as we feature Chess Records.
Told it in the fight, baby, diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, he gonna take it to a private eye. If that private eye can't see, he better not take the ring from me. Diddley caught a nanny goat to make a pretty baby a Sunday coat. Bo Diddley caught a bell cat to make a pretty baby a Sunday hat. Come to my house with black cat bones. I take my baby away from home. Mother, that photo, where's he been? Up to your house and gone again. Bo Diddley, have you heard? My pretty baby said she wasn't bird.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee,
David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey, Mark and Marion McAlpine, and contributors Pamela Isabel. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Now when I was a little boy, at the age of 5, I had something in my pocket, keep a lot of folks alive. Now I'm a man, May 21. You know, baby, we can have a lot of fun. I'm a man, I spell M. Down the Kansas doom, bring back the second cousin, Little John the Conqueror. My man, spell him A. I'm a man, I spell him A.
The flip side of Bo Diddley, recorded at the same session held on March 2nd and 3rd, 1955. But while only three musicians played on the song Bo Diddley, that would be Bo on guitar, Jerome Green on maracas, and Clifton James on the tubs, I'm a Man featured Willie Dixon on bass and Otis Spann on piano. Billy Boy Arnold is playing the blues harp on that record as well. I'm a Man did not make the airplay chart, but did chart on jukeboxes and on sales. Obviously, Bo Diddley's I'm a Man is his interpretation of Muddy Waters' I'm Your Hoochie Coochie Man. So in kind, Muddy Waters took I'm a Man back from Bo Diddley and re-recorded it in his own style as Mannish Boy. Recorded on May 24th and released in June, Mannish Boy did better on the charts than I'm a Man, hitting number 5 in July. It's Chess number 1602. Muddy Waters taking the song back. Here he is with Mannish Boy on The Juke in the Back as we feature Chess Records Part 6, 1955.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, everything gonna be all right this morning. Mm-hmm. Now, when I was a young boy, at the age of 5, my mother said I'd be the greatest man alive. But now I'm a man, I made 21. I want you to believe me, honey, we're having lots of fun. I'm a man.
Yeah!
I spell M-H-I-N. That rather than Maine.
Yeah!
No B. Oh, child. I spell managed boy, but a man, I'm a full grown man. I'm a man, I'm a rolling stone. I'm a man, I'm a hoochie coochie man. Sitting on the outside, just me, my mate. I made the moon, come up 2 hours late. Wasn't that a man? I spelled him H-I-N. That rather than man, no B. Oh, child. I spell managed boy. I'm a man. I'm a full grown man. I'm a man. I'm a rolling stone. I'm a man.
Yes, you love me sweet and honey, baby. You know you're
But every time you kiss me, baby, satisfy my soul.
Oh, baby, loving you is all I crave. Lowell Folsom, recorded on January 13th, released on Checker number 812 in February. It charted at number 14 in May 1955 and would be Folsom's last charting record for 10 years. He came roaring back at the end of 1965 with Black Nights on Kent Records. He would have five more hits that would stretch through the 1970s before we lost the great Lowell Folsom at the age of 77 in 1999. If you don't dig Lowell Folsom, I want you to reconsider, baby. Do Matt the Cat a favor. That's me. I'm your furry leader presenting Chess Records, Part 6, 1955, on this week's Juke in the Back and the Soul That Came Before Rock and Roll. Howlin' Wolf on Chess number 1593 is up next, and the Wolf wants to ask you that musical question, baby. Who will be next? This one was recorded on February 3rd, released in April, and hit number 14 in June. Dig on the dirty, stinking, filthy guitar work performed by Hubert Sumlin and Jody Williams. Henry Gray is on piano, Willie Dixon on the bass, and Earl Phillips is banging them tubs. Howlin' Wolf, no longer called The Howlin' Wolf. And who will be next?
Who will you hate next? Why will you start? Who'll be the next one? Baby, you'll die upon. Blessed be your heart, cursed be your name. Blessed be your heart, cursed be your name. Who'll be the next one, darling, that you'll put to shame?
Baby, don't leave Howlin' Wolf hanging. Come back and love him. Who will be next? Howlin' Wolf, a big number 14 record from May of 55, as we feature 1955 and the great Chess and Checker releases of that year. Was any record bigger than this next one? That's a rhetorical question, baby. 1955 belonged to Chuck Berry. He had sent some demos to Leonard Chess. Chess thought the kid had potential, but wanted him to work on his song Ida Red, which was a country and western send-off. Supposedly, the name Maybelline was chosen because of the cosmetics company. There was some Maybelline cosmetics laying around the studio. Chuck entered the studio on May 21st with Johnny Johnson on piano, Willie Dixon on bass, and Ebby Hardy laying down that backbeat. Believe it or not, but it took 36 takes to get this one right. Chess released it as number 1604 in July, and on August 20th, it hit number one, where it stayed for 11 straight weeks. Whoa! Rock and roll was truly here as Maybelline crossed over to number five on the pop charts. The black kids were buying it, the white kids were buying it, everybody was buying Maybelline. Let me just throw a nickel in the old Rockola jukebox, and we'll pull it up for you now. Maybelline, Chuck Berry, and the guitar riff heard round the world.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started doing the things you used to do. As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. A Cadillac rolling on an open road, nothing out to run my V8-4. A Cadillac doing about 95, moves bumper to bumper, rolling side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. A Cadillac pulled up to 104, my Ford got hot and wouldn't do no more. The gun got cloud and started to rain. I tooted my horn for the passing lane. The rainwater blowing all under my hood. I knew that I was doing my motor good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do.
It's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week, as we feature Chess Records, let's take that giant of a hit, Maybelline, and flip it over. Chess 1604, also recorded at that session on the 21st of May. This one is a straight-ahead blues. And listen closely, because Johnny Johnson is going wild in the background on the piano. He's low in the mix, but you can still hear him. Maybelline was such a big hit and sat around on the top of the charts for so long that its flip side, Wee Wee Hours, also charted, hitting number 10 in September. And it's this week's Great 78, Chuck Berry, Wee Wee Hours.
In the wee wee hours, that's when I think of you. In the wee wee hours, that's when I think of you. You say, but yet I wonder, if your love was ever true. In a wee little room, sit alone and think of you. In a wee little room, I sit alone and think of you. I wonder if you still remember all the things we used to do. One little song for a fading memory. One little song for a fading memory. Of the one I really love, the only one for me.
This is Bobby the Bobcat at Wolsey's Juke Joint and the Jig in the Back, baby.
Thank you.
Fat Little Walter smash Roller Coaster was actually written by Bo Diddley, and Bo was at the recording session, along with Luther Tucker on guitar, Willie Dixon on bass, and Fred Bellow on the tubs. Recorded on April 28th, it was released in May as checker number 817. It took a little while to catch on, but finally hit number 6 in July. This would be Little Walter's second and last charting record of 1955. Don't worry though, he'd be back on the charts in 56. Speaking of Bo Diddley, man, he's everywhere, and he's back on the Juke in the Back as we feature 1955 and part 6 of our multi-part Chess Records feature. He recorded this one on May 15th. It was released in June as checker 819 if you're keeping score at home. By midsummer, it was number 11. And what's special about this record, well, along with it being a great song, is that the Moonglows are singing backing vocals. Also, listen to the opening guitar riff that Bo uses. It's nearly the same as the one he used on Walter's Roller Coaster. So listen up, because Bo Diddley is the diddly daddy on the Juke in the Back.
I found her right here in the windy city. Somebody kissed my baby last night. My pretty baby cried, you know it wasn't right. Say, Bo Diddley, you know you're not your bone man. I say, I love you, baby, with all my heart. Please don't never say we're apart. Bo Diddley, Bo Diddley, here's I see. I wanna know if you do love me.
Man, this is it. just a way to relax. Now watch this. Boy, is it hot today. All you got to do is put one foot in front of the other and keep on walking, walking the blues. That's what I call gliding low. I hope my old lady's home when I get there. All this walking, I don't mean my mother-in-law, I mean my wife. My mother-in-law, she's always there. So we'll just keep on walking anyway.
Willie Dixon and the All-Stars, and his only charting record as a solo artist. He charted back in 1948 with the Big Three Trio, and you sure look good to me. Who are these All-Stars? Well, that's Lafayette Leak on piano, baby. That tune was written and originally recorded by Champion Jack Dupree for King Records. It hit number 6 for Champion Jack in August, and Willie Dixon took it to number 6 in September. Man, this was a packed show, and I tried my best to get out of the way of the music and play more records on this program and less talking. But you know what? You start me talking, and I'll tell everything I know, baby. I hope you enjoyed this week's Juke in the Back, part 6 of our Behemoth Chess Records special. This one focused on 1955. And I'll be back on the scene with my 78 RPM record machine next week for part 7. Oh, mercy. 1956 we'll focus on next week. And you know, I have a couple of records from 55 I just got to throw into next week's show because we're running short on time. Remember, until then, soul, it's a feeling, and you get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues right here on the Juke in the Back. Now, on August 12th, Sonny Boy Williamson II, whose real name was Alec Rice Miller, began recording for Chess Records. He had previously recorded for the Trumpet label and was often and intentionally confused with the original Sonny Boy Williamson, who had passed away in 1948. This Sonny Boy had an impressive career on Chess Records, and this first session included Muddy Waters and Jimmy Rogers playing guitar. Otis Spann is on piano, with Willie Dixon on bass and Fred Bello on the drums. Sonny Boy hit number 3 in October with this blues classic. Here's Don't Start Me Talking. I'll tell everything I know, and you know it's true. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'll catch you next week on the Juke in the Back. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Well, I'm going down the road and stopping Fannie Mae. Gonna tell her, Fannie, what I heard. Her boyfriend said, don't start me talking. I'll tell everything I know. I'm gonna break up this signal fight, 'cause somebody's got to go. Jack give his wife $2, go downtown and get some market. Gets out on the streets. Old George stopped her. He knocked her down and black in the eye. She gets back home, tell her husband a lie. Don't start me talking, I'll tell everything I know. I'm gonna break up this signal fine, somebody's got to go. borrowed some money. Go to the beauty shop. She honked his horn. She began to stop. Said, take me, baby, around the block. I'm going to the beauty shop where I can get my hair side. Don't stop me talking. I'll tell everything I know.
Run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.